Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, working alongside Irish communities towards a low carbon future. AIB, for the life you're after.
But now in the Green Scene today, the microbes that can withstand repeated zapping in microwave ovens. But first, the use of tiny wasps to control moth infestations in our homes and elsewhere. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, these are not wasps as we know them.
They're not the wasps that kind of tend to arrive at our picnic and try and steal our jam sandwiches or end up in our glass of wine, which are social wasps. Now, they're very important, those creatures, and they're on the decline. We've talked about
that
before.
And they're pollinators too, aren't they?
They're pollinators, they're decomposers, they act as pest control themselves because they do feed on other bugs.
On aphids, yeah.
On aphids and things like that. But these are not the wasps that we're talking about today. We're actually talking about these tiny little parasitic wasps. And these wasps, as the name implies, are parasites of other insects. So they do things like feed on caterpillars, they lay their eggs in other insects' eggs, and they parasitize those insects. And the reason why they're of particular interest is because they've been used before to control pests, most famously in Africa. So Africa, they have a thing called a mealybug, and that mealybug infects a lot of key food crops in Africa, including cassava and papaya. And scientists, having studied these tiny wasps, introduced them into Africa and found actually that they were very good at controlling mealybugs on those crops.
So you don't get mealyworms in the mealy...
Exactly, exactly.
Now, when you introduce a new species, though, that you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't, and it has to be done very, very carefully. So any time scientists do introduce a species as a pest control, they do have to tread with care. But this has worked very well, which has led actually Rentokil, the company that many people will be familiar with, to think about using a very tiny species of parasitic wasps to control moths. And interestingly, moth infestations are on the rise. In Ireland last year, in 1 month, call-outs to control moths went up by 50%. But of course, when you're talking, you know, in households is one thing, but particularly in places like museums or where you have very sensitive collections of objects, going in with high temperatures or fumigation can be a real issue.
So if you've got one of these ancient tapestries on the
wall. Exactly, exactly. So these tiny wasps, they're only half a millimetre large. They're absolutely minuscule.
So they're not going to sting us.
They're not going to sting us. And the company have come up with special little sachets, and they get introduced into the nooks and crannies wherever the moths might be. And as they come out, they lay their eggs inside the moth eggs, and they're timed so they come out in a whole series of waves. Now, once the moths are gone, the little wasps themselves then die out because they've nothing to feed on. So actually that loop kind of closes once the moths are gone. So it's proving to be an incredibly effective strategy in places like museums.
And would those moths be native to here?
They are. Like the brown moth we get here, there's a number of different kinds of moths, but particularly the brown moth will infect our clothes.
And the little wasp, is he native as well?
They aren't native here in Ireland, but there's a whole range of different types of wasps of all different sizes, but they do tend to be specific. So the company can tailor the type of mini wasp that is related to the particular parasite they tend to nest.
Are there other things we can do about moths?
So make sure your clothes are clean before you store them. That will help not to attract moths. For very precious things like wedding dresses or suits, put them in sealed bags. Obviously keeping insects out by maybe keeping curtains closed or having screens will help as well. And then just vacuuming. Actually, vacuuming removes moth eggs.
I mean, you know that term, like a moth to a flame. If you have your windows open and your lights on at night, the moth
you're just going to attract them in, exactly.
Now, the microwave. I didn't think anything could survive a microwave oven. But they do.
Yeah, and I think many of us thought that, even though we know that when we look in our kitchen, there's a distinct set of bugs that live in different appliances. So your dishwasher is going to have a different set of bugs to your coffee machine. But as you said, many of us might presume that places like our oven, and particularly our microwave oven, would be pretty sterile because of the high temperatures and the radiation. But this is new research for the first time, looking to see what is living in our microwaves. And these researchers in Spain swabbed 30 microwave ovens, so 10 domestic ovens, 10 in a shared space like an office and 10 in a laboratory. And they sort of cultured the samples that they found, and they found over 100 different bacterial strains. So things like Bacillus, Micrococcus, Staphylococcus, most of those things are things that come on our skin. So they're getting from our skin into the microwave. But they also found, particularly in the laboratory microwave, bacteria that are different, that can that can survive in these really extreme conditions. We call them extremophiles because they actually are attracted to these extreme conditions. And normally we would find these types of strains in places like deep sea vents where there's high temperatures and sulfur. And in fact, when we look around our own environment, the other place that we see them is on places like solar panels, which get incredibly hot. So that's kind of interesting that we're seeing the same type of extreme species in those two places.
So they find their way to the extreme that they like.
Well, more they survive. So this is almost evolution happening in real time. So if you happen to have a bug that ends up in the microwave that can withstand, and then the environment is there for it to reproduce, i.e. you've left your food splatters there and the microwave is not clean, you're going to find more of those
bugs.
So
how do we kill these bugs in our microwaves?
So they actually recommend doing something which probably most of us don't do, which is cleaning your microwave every time you use it with a weak bleach solution. And if we're not good enough to do that, at least to do it twice a week. Think of it like your other kitchen surfaces. Essentially.
Right. And there are sprays you can buy.
Of course.
Okay. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, working alongside Irish communities towards a low carbon future. AIB, for the life you're after.